Victoria, over to Pete. You seem fairly preoccupied, don't you? You're motivated, perhaps.
No, I think if I look at the season so far, we've struggled against teams in the top six. They seem to have a little bit more nous than us. Certainly, always got more experience than us. I felt today was another blustery day that they were a bit physically stronger than us. I thought they deserved to win today. They came with a very solid game plan. Restricted us to very little. I thought we restricted them since they didn't have too much to do. I sat there at half time trying to Stuart that I'm thinking this is going to be one on a scrappy goal or a set piece, and they were probably the team more likely to do that. I think looking at the squad I've got, I was very, very pleased with the effort they put in today. I thought the fact that, you know, we had to play Ben Judge instead of Indy against two massive boys, I thought they'd done really well. So defensively, I thought we'd done really well. We didn't create enough, and we didn't cause them enough problems going forward. And that's something that I haven't got to dwell too long on today's defeat against a side that could possibly get promoted this year. What I've got to do is make sure I can pick a side that'll be able to pick up our first three home points for a little while at home against Ebbsfleet. And you know, we set out today with the biggest, strongest 4-3-3 we could muster, and looked to get the ball in behind them. We didn't really get the ball in behind them today. And although I'm disappointed, I think the players give me everything I could within that system. I've now got to get back to picking an attacking football inside that will take Ebbsfleet on and give us a much-needed 3 points.
Yeah, that would have been looking over your shoulder, 3 points, very big on Tuesday night, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they are. I mean, we're where we deserve to be. We're a mid-table side at the moment. We've got to make sure we don't become a possible relegation side, because that's easy to happen, especially with the young players. I haven't gone in there and rollicked, and I've gone in there and said, well done, you've done what I asked you to do. And they did that to a man. They went out and worked their socks off. And maybe, you know, maybe we could have got a 0-0, maybe we could have nicked a win, but they were the better side today. And we've got to get back to doing what we've done early on in the year, and that's not particularly easy, because there's no doubt we missed Chris Hussey more than we'd expected to miss him. A lot of our play went through the fullbacks, and nothing's going through the fullbacks at the moment. So we're almost a man short. We play with a back four that's marking two, and that's an area that I've got to look at, and I think I've got to find a left back sooner rather than later.
And the goal, again, probably says it's down to the individual error of the goal. So.
Yeah, it was, and we'd worked so hard, and we had an opportunity to clear it and didn't take that opportunity. And if I look back at the game, yeah, I can say, yeah, if that hadn't happened, it might have been 0-0, but we don't set our stall out to get 0-0s at home. I need to concentrate on what's important about us getting forward. If I look at the positives, we played a decent side today who we conceded one goal against. And I don't mean that was too bad, to be honest. What we didn't do is create them any chances and create them problems there. And I'd expect people to come at King's Meadow and their back four and their goalie would be chested, and we didn't do that today. So I've got to sort myself out of left back ASAP. I've got to make sure my right back gives me enough going forward, and then I'm sure we'll get back to winning ways.
Any further down the line with the search for the left back?
Very difficult. I think every player I'm going after, Dagenham are going after at the moment, they've just sold a boy and we've sold a boy. I'm not going to get a boy the quality of Chris Hussey when he left us, because it's championship quality, but what I do need is to get Brett out of the left back spot and back into where he's not comfortable. And I do need some width. The way we play, we get width from our fullbacks, and we're not getting that width from them. So it's for me, you know, I don't blame the players at all. It's just down to me to get it right now.
Just the left back you're looking for?
At the minute, a left back. We've got various options in midfield, and what you find as a manager is sometimes it's a glaring problem. Now, we've got a glaring problem with left back at the moment. Sometimes you sort that. The other perceived problems you thought you had fall into line. You know, we started the season off in a positive manner, playing good football. I don't see it necessarily being the pitches or anything being different. I guess winter now. I've just got to get a settled side back at doing what they're good at and getting the ball down and playing. And I hope to be able to do that Tuesday.
Okay. Will you be getting the left back on loan? Is a loan?
Well, possibly. I mean, at the minute, I'm not in a position where, we're not sort of third from bottom where I'm going to Eric and saying, I desperately need a left back. We've got to get out of this. We're in trouble. We are in a period where my players have to show some character, stick together. I'll learn a lot about this particular group of individuals over the next month up to Christmas, and then we can see where we are. So I'd be more than happy if we could get a loan left back in to try this over to Christmas till we maybe got someone permanent.
Speaking of loan signings, Bruce Cumbers didn't play today. What was the reason behind that?
He's only had one training session, to be honest. He's since he's been here, he's had bronchitis. He had one training session on Thursday night and was short of breath, to be honest. So I thought Monty done well, so Monty got the nod today coming on.
I mean, will Cumbers be just here for the month, or will you keep him for longer?
I don't know. I've got to give him some games first. Yeah. So maybe keep him for a month, find that in play during the month. He's a very talented boy. And I've got to look at some options for Tuesday. Mm. Got a breakdown. Hepsley, I mean, I think they've got beat today, so they're going to come here desperate for a win, and it's going to be a pretty desperate game, isn't it? Because we're a bit desperate as well.
Are you making any changes to the
shape? I think we need to make a change to the shape, to be honest. But we set the shape up today to try and compete physically with them, because we knew if we went with two out and out wide people today, we wouldn't be physically strong enough to cope with them. To a certain extent, that worked in as much as we restricted them to, I don't know, two or three good chances. What we didn't do was create anything. So we've got to be more expensive in our game, so we have to open the game up a lot.
Is that the sole reason for Luke Moore being left on the bench today, just the physicality?
No, I do think Luke's had a quiet couple of games, and they're young players. They need resting sometimes, and there's one or two in there that will probably be rested on Tuesday. Where if I don't think they're playing to the best, I've got someone else who I think deserves a chance, and I'll do that. And Luke hasn't been setting the world on fire the last couple of games. He may well have a chance to get back on track with his old team coming. And I thought we'd done well when he came on.
How do you think Seb Brown has conducted himself?
I think he made some great saves. I was a bit disappointed with his kick in second half, because he's a good kicker. But, every time the boy plays, he's playing against Galford, Windsor, Barrow. Galford, Windsor, yeah. Isn't easy for a goalie. He's kept, I thought we saved two or three great saves today, didn't he?
Yeah,
Brody
was excellent.
And, they're a pretty decent side. I'm not going to batter my boys over there for that. They're a top six side without a doubt, aren't they? And we've got to learn from that. We've got to look at that and think, to be fair, if they looking at all them top six sides, and maybe the ones in the top ten, they're all nearly identikits of each other, aren't they? They're all massive, they're all big and strong, they don't overplay, they've got lumps up front, they get it in, it's always a battle, and we've struggled against those top sides.
Will you be getting a lone goalkeeper in, or are you going to keep faith with both?
What we've got at the moment with goalkeepers is we've got Seb, who's coming and acquitted himself very, very well. We've got Pullen's probably two or three weeks away. We've got Andy Little, who's going to play a friendly, not this Monday, but next Monday. So I think my cut on goal is what it appears we need. It's 2 7-foot forwards, 2 7-foot midfield players, 2 7-foot wingers.
Who's a friendly against?
We're playing. It's just a friendly against the British Army.
Okay.
Not this Monday, but next Monday.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Cheers.